All set? Got your prediction?
I'm still recovering from the Christmas and New Year's snacks and other things.
I'm ready. This is exciting. Yeah. It's a good year.
Well,
other than the cold weather.
I think we ought to inaugurate it in style here with somebody who is very important to our state of Michigan. And on our live line right now, we have with us State Senator Gary Peters. And Senator, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Well, it's great to be with all of you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much. You have been a busy man, I know. Have you already started in on the press conferences, et cetera, with the two big events that are going on, CES and the North American International Auto Show, getting all the schedules together?
Yeah, putting all that together. Obviously, very excited about the auto show coming in. So I'll be there on Monday morning. I got in from Washington. I've been here this weekend, and we'll fly back to Washington, D.C. on Monday afternoon. But in the morning, we'll be there for some of the unveilings and press events with a number of the auto companies. So it's great to be able to showcase the incredible products coming out of Detroit area.
Well, you know, we thank you for your support of the auto industry. It is obviously important to all of us here in the state of Michigan, but you're a big supporter of autonomous vehicle testing and trying to make Michigan a center for that too, right?
Well, I am. I'm very focused on that, and the whole move towards self-driving vehicles, as you know, is probably some of the most transformative technology and disruptive technology for the auto industry. And I say it's probably the most significant new technology since the first car came off of the assembly line with Henry Ford. I mean, it's that big. It'll transform how we think about mobility and getting from point A to point B. And I just want to make sure that continues to be in Michigan. We certainly build great cars. We've got great engineering and test tracks here. But we have significant competition from Silicon Valley and California. The computer folks out there think they can do it. We're going to make sure that that all happens right here in Michigan, that we continue to be the center of the auto industry, not only building the automobiles and the mechanical functions of them, but also the computer-generated systems that will be necessary to have self-driving vehicles.
Well, and there's a couple facilities that are really kind of geared toward doing this. M-City in Ann Arbor, part of U of M North Campus. And then you're involved with the American Center for Mobility, ACM, right?
Oh, that's correct. So that's our main focus right now. The M-City, as you mentioned, is a world-class test facility on the North Campus there, University of Michigan. About 30 or so acres, fully subscribed, getting lots of activity, but really, long term, we need to have a larger test facility, and that's what the Mobility Center outside of, or East Atlanta, basically at the Willow Run facility, represents. It's about 350 acres.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the process right now. I've been pushing it pretty aggressively for it to be designated as the national testing facility for self-driving autonomous vehicles. It's in competition right now. We're hoping to find the winners out before the president leaves and the new president gets sworn in, and we certainly believe we've got a great application. And if that is designated as the principal national testing facility for these vehicles, that will help ensure that the Detroit area, and Michigan in particular, will be the center, because everybody's going to want to be around national testing facility.
Absolutely.
Well, that's national, but you know, when you think about what Singapore is doing, because they're actually testing their autonomous vehicles right within the 26 square miles of the city-state. And Pittsburgh is doing that within 4 square miles downtown Pittsburgh with some autonomous... Well, I guess they're not completely driverless, but they have some Uber testing going on there, right? So are we trying to wait for legislation, and is that putting us behind? Because we're not making decisions fast enough?
Well, there's already state legislation. In fact, the state legislation that has passed is probably some of the most forward-thinking of any state. So we are doing that at the state level. But you're right, the testing also has to be on regular streets and throughout the metropolitan areas. And that'll be in the city of Detroit as well as our network of highways. But a lot of the testing is also done in a controlled environment, which Willow Run would represent. So a lot of the validation studies are done on a controlled track, but then they send those vehicles out onto the roadway to test in the real-world situation. So no, we do not have a national facility now. And a lot of the regulations, federal regulations, are in the process of being developed right now. I'm intimately involved in that as a member of the Commerce Committee. that oversees the auto industry. There have been some frameworks that have been put out by NHTSA, the folks who are concerned about federal right. auto safety.
Mm-hmm.
And as that evolves, those policies evolve, there needs to be a place for that to happen, and that's why I want to make sure it's here at Michigan.
All right, Senator Gary Peters, by the way, is our guest right now.
With the changing environment, Senator Peters, in Washington, with the new administration coming in, do you see a difference in the amount of time to get autonomous vehicles out onto the road based upon the climate of legislation?
Well, I'm hoping we'll be able to work in a bipartisan way. You know, I worked with a Republican colleague out of mine out of Colorado. We've created the Smart Transportation Caucus, which deals with these kinds of issues. We've brought in automakers to highlight some of their technologies before the Commerce Committee. A number of my colleagues got a chance to ride in vehicles like I did in Washington.
Senator Peters,
car, do the driving.
Hang on a second. We're going to be back to finish that thought with you in just a moment. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, and we're delighted to have with us as first guest of the brand new year, Senator Gary Peters from Michigan. And we're talking with him about the efforts to focus attention in our area on the development of some of these mobile technologies that are coming out, and to gather it together at the American Center for Mobility, which is proposed for Willow Run Airport. Again, Senator, thank you so much for being with us. I understand.
Great to be with you.
I understand that earlier on this fall, you had urged the Obama administration to open a competition to designate national testing facilities for technology. How is that going?
Well, we're in the, you're right. We pushed it pretty aggressively. One, we're facing stiff competition from Asians and Europeans and need to be at the forefront of this. We wanted to push this competition. It is happening now, and we're hoping to get the results and the announcements before President Obama leaves office. And it was important for us to do it quickly because we didn't want to have any change in administration just slowing down the process as you have new people coming in.
Then we'll get caught in any kind of lame duck machinery. Cal, you had asked a question about the new administration coming in. And I'm just going to say kind of tongue-in-cheek that it's interesting that you have been able to accomplish a bipartisan kind of a move at a time when the whole political process seems to be pretty fractured. So this may be something that people will be glad on both sides of the aisles to gather around.
Well, I'm certainly hoping so. You know, I always work in a bipartisan way. I think we always have better policy when both Democrats and Republicans work together. And that's why I've been working with my Republican colleagues to do this in a bipartisan way and bring people together. And I think everybody realizes this is the future of the auto industry, and we've got to make sure that the United States continues to be the leader in the auto industry. And who is there first with great products will have a significant competitive advantage.
Well, you know, when you think about, you know, testing these autonomous vehicles, you have to test them in all types of environments. And, Senator, I was reading some information on your website, and I don't know how you did it, but you put a great spin on it. You said that in competition with California, we have one more advantage over California. We have snow and ice.
We're proud of it, too.
There are some days I might agree with you. Some days like today when it's so cold.
Single word, right. Winter.
Yeah. I thought, okay, you know, you have to be really good to call that an advantage. But it is. It really is when you think about it, because, you know, autonomous vehicles, just like all vehicles,
absolutely
have to work in every kind of environment. So. Yeah,
and we've got the environments here where all year round we get everything that comes under the sun.
No, but the only thing is, in earthquakes, we haven't gotten quite the advantage that California has.
Well, I don't think they have to autonomously know how to fall into a hole.
Well, that brings up the other thing, road salt. I mean, what's that going to do to not only the LIDAR, but all the electronic computers and connections?
We've got the laboratory and conditions that are great and perfect for testing these vehicles, and we should have them right here.
Now, Senator Peters, is there anything in particular that's going to be going on as the press days open up on your part? As the press days open up for the North American International Auto Show this coming week?
Well, I think the exciting thing about it is there's going to be even more discussion about these autonomous vehicles, self-driving vehicles, and there's going to be discussions about some of the exciting technology that's coming online. People are going to see that. Certainly, this is on the heels of Ford Motor Company's announcement that they're going to be having their first production car by 2021. There's going to be an awful lot happening before that.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, there'll be a lot of discussion about some of the public policy necessary. You know, the thing is, the technology is going so quickly, so rapidly, exponentially, yes. You could argue. And unfortunately, public policy does not work that fast, as all of us know. So we have to make sure we're talking about that now and pushing it as quickly as possible to keep up with this technology so we can get these vehicles on the road. And as you know, one of the major advantages of this technology is that we'll likely eliminate most traffic accidents and most fatalities on our highways, which is a big deal when you consider nearly 40,000 people die on our highways every year. This is these are life-saving technology.
Huge.
Well, being involved with the technology, Senator Peters, as you are, what is it that makes public policy go so slow, but yet the technology can go fast? Is there something we have to start thinking differently on how we handle public policy to make this work better?
Well, we do. And then, you know, it's a broader discussion, not just with these vehicles, but when you're looking at new technology related artificial intelligence and CRISPR technology and biotech. You know, the regulatory process is not designed to move slow or fast. It's designed to move slowly, get all sorts of input and a lot of due process. And we know technology doesn't have those kinds of constraints. So it's a new framework we have to develop. And I think I'm working on that. And as we develop that for autonomous vehicles, it will have applications across the board to having regulation that's more nimble and works in a way that actually fosters innovation as opposed to stifling it.
By the way, hats off to you for establishing the bipartisan Smart Transportation Caucus. I like it. One of the things I like about it is it's designed to help educate your colleagues about the importance of the technologies. And that's been a problem with technology, I think, in general in the past, is a lot of legislators, reasonably enough, are not technologists themselves, and often are called to make legislative decisions in areas that they don't really have a lot of good basic information.
Well, that's right. And that's why it's important to expose folks to this, to see the benefits. And that's why we had a hearing in the Commerce Committee, had a number of these vehicles come into town. I was in one that drove up Constitution Avenue, which is between the U.S. Capitol and the Senate office buildings. And the automobile drove up the road on itself. It stopped at a red light on its own and started up when it turned green on its own. And a lot of my colleagues had that opportunity, and it certainly opened a lot of eyes.
It sounds like, have you found any particular other people who are becoming your allies in this kind of a bipartisan effort?
Well, yeah, it is. It's a growing group in the caucus. Folks realize what this is going to mean for our country and the competitiveness that we have to have and foster in order to compete with some foreign competition. So, you know, there are folks that are concerned about safety aspects, and they don't want the technology to be out too quick until it's proven. So we've got to make sure we're winning those folks over. But certainly the industry understands that public acceptance of self-driving vehicles may be a challenge. It's certainly very different than what people are used to, which means we got to get it right out of the box. The margin of error is very slim, because if you have a bad accident, the public blowback could be pretty significant. So we've got to do it right and make sure that we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but at the same time, we don't want to stifle the innovation.
Senator Peters, are there any groups out there pushing back against autonomous cars currently?
Well, some of the safety groups are just raising questions. I wouldn't categorize it as pushing back at this point, but they are raising questions, and they want to make sure there's a framework, a safety framework in place to protect the public. And certainly that's something we all are concerned about, and the industry is concerned about, for the reasons I mentioned. People don't want to have accidents that get people turned off to this technology, particularly when we're at the point where it's ready to take off.
That's right. And when I drive down the highway and I see so many distracted drivers, I just can't wait for autonomous vehicles. I think we're going to be so much safer.
Well, there's no question. Distracted drivers, and you think of folks, the elderly, for example. This is going to be incredibly liberating for many people who find it difficult to drive their own car now.
You know, we all heard about what happened with the Tesla that didn't see a white-sided truck, semi, and there was an accident and a fatality. What nobody talked about was the next week when a gentleman was having a heart attack and his Tesla drove him to the hospital and saved his life. It's amazing what we choose to focus on and what we don't. And I hope we do focus on the right things. And I was so pleased to see that you spoke recently at Automation Alley.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
right, yeah.
It's not just the big auto manufacturers that you're working with. You're really trying to involve some of the smaller and medium-sized businesses because there's a lot of business to go around.
Well, there is. And just like the auto industry now, you know, it's all the auto suppliers really drive the industry. It's where most of the innovation occurs. The same thing is going to happen with self-driving vehicles. It's going to be the entrepreneurship of smaller businesses and suppliers that are going to drive this. That's the key, is to get them involved, and the OEMs know that they're stronger with a strong supply base.
Thank you so much for encouraging that. Senator Gary Peters, thank you for being with us here on the Internet Advice.